Good morning. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you joined us for our devotions this morning. We've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. There are 9 qualities listed here. We've talked about the first 4, love, joy, peace, and patience. Today, we are going to look at kindness. Paul tells us in Galatians 5, 22, that kindness is a fruit of the Spirit that we are to develop in our lives. The Bible mentions kindness as a Christian characteristic many, many times. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another." 2 Timothy 2:24, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind," now get this, "to everyone." And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:7 that we are to make every effort to add brotherly kindness to our faith. And in Colossians 3:12, Paul tells us we are to clothe ourselves with kindness. In other words, kindness is to be part of the outfit we wear. Some people wear certain clothes to distinguish them from others. You recognize a doctor, a nurse, a fireman, a policeman by the clothes they wear. And Paul says people should be able to recognize we are Christians by how we clothe ourselves with certain positive characteristics, one of them being kindness. By the way, this verse also shows us that kindness is to be intentional. When we think about dressing ourselves, we are intentional about what we wear. We think about what we are putting on. If it is minus 15 degrees outside, you are not going to wear short pants. Well, I can think of one or two people who might, but most of us would not wear short pants. If you are going swimming, you are going to wear your bathing suit and not a dress suit. You try to pick out clothes that are appropriate for where you are going and what you are doing. And some people even try to match their clothes, although not as much today as in the past. Today I see people wearing 2 different color socks. 20 years ago, that would mean they got dressed in the dark. Today, a lot of people do it intentionally. And that is my point. We are to be intentional about how we dress. And that should be the case when it comes to kindness. We need to make sure we clothe ourselves every day with kindness. Dear God, it is because of your kindness and compassion that we can have eternal life. Your kindness toward us can be seen in many different ways, through the sunshine and the rain, through the direct link we have to you through prayer, to our friends at church, through your Holy Spirit-inspired word that gives us guidance, hope, and assurance. God, help us to be kind to others, like you have been kind to us.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m., and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.